ஓம் சாந்தி. டுடேஸ் டாபிக் இஸ் வெரி குட் அண்ட் யூஸ்ஃபுல். ஹவு டு பிகம் எ பவர்ஃபுல் யோகி, வோல்கானிக் யோகி. த சாங் வி ஹேட் பீன் லிஸ்னிங், சாங் வாஸ் Yogi life is very sweet and lovely. It's the blessing of God, gift of God. So it's true that a yogi is really very dear to Baba. Because Baba says, those who are yogis are most cooperative to me, because through our yoga, powerful vibrations spread out. They go to the whole world and bring a wonderful change into nature, atmosphere, and in the mind of many souls. So we have to determine to become a good yogi. In fact, very good yogi will become, in future, will become like full moon on this earth. They will attract all souls of the world. All souls will go, will recognize, will connect their mind to Baba. So just make a strong thought in your mind. Everyone, personally think, I have to become a good yogi. Such yogi that my yoga should satisfy me. I must be very content that my yoga is very good. I am happy with my yoga. Because if in this Brahmin life our yoga is not so good, we don't enjoy. We feel, we find many things difficult in our life, whereas yoga makes everything easy. So first important thing, to have a strong thought in mind of becoming good yogi. Because in our life, we can not down, we can feel. In everyone's life, when we want to achieve a certain goal with full determination, we dedicate to that. We dedicate everything to that. We try our best to achieve that goal. But if there are many goals in our mind, then our spiritual energy, our intellectual energy, our mind's energy will be distributed in different parts and we cannot become a yogi. So now in this class, I will keep 5-6 points in front of you, what to do for becoming a good yogi, and we will also do some good practices of yoga. First of all, I use this word, I want to teach you one thing first, which I have learnt from last 1 year and is giving very good experience to me, that is, that every day in the morning, at least once a day, we must feel Baba's hand on our head. We must receive Baba's drashti, every morning. It may be between 4 to 5 or any time, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. Because if we fix up a time that only Amrit Vela, then many find it difficult. To be very open. Second thing, one simple practice of self-respect, which gives us awareness of many things, awareness of our inner powers, awareness of our significance. That will be second practice. Every day, we all must do that practice once, any time. Morning time is good, but before class too we can do. And with the same practice, Baba's hand on my head, and he reminds me, you are this. We will do that practice. Some other practices, two important practices for this volcanic practice of yoga. We will do it later on. So before going to this practice, we must know who can become a good yogi. Here are many Brahmins, I know, with the experience of many, all cannot become good yogi. Although this is not a good thing what I am speaking, but it's true. I must say all are good yogis. But we know, yoga is such a subtle subject, it needs very subtle purity of mind, stability of mind. In Hindi, there is a beautiful word, nirmal. Means no pressure of own mind. Very light mind, very pure mind. So, first point for those who have to become powerful yogi is soft and happy nature. Soft nature, easy nature. We have to be very light. We can check ourselves that on the mind of many non-VK and VKs, there is a burden. In last avyakt Murli, Baba was asking, do you love light on your head or burden? So on many minds, there are different types of burdens on the head. We have to remove them. Be very light. Enjoy this life. And method is, give up your burdens to Baba. This is one great technique Baba has mentioned. Baba, who can take the burden of entire world, who is almighty, he is able to take the burden of entire mind. Would he not take the burden of his own dear children? We must feel it, how much love Baba has for us. Sometimes it becomes a weakness of many Brahmins. They feel, Baba doesn't love me. But Baba's love is always unconditional love. It's the ocean of love. There is no boundaries, no limitations. Unlimited love. So he gives his entire love to all souls. Always Baba speaks it. Personally, we must accept it. Baba loves me very much. I am dear to God. He loves me. So it will make our mind happy. Second thing, remove the burden of past. Now this year, 2011, is taking leave, saying bye to us. And you remember, in last avyakt only, Baba has given one wonderful yukti of Thursday and Sunday. Do you remember? Sunday is holiday. Say holiday to certain things. Today is holiday. Today is Sunday. Today, I give holiday to anger. Today is Sunday, holiday to ego. Today is Sunday, holiday to all tensions. Holiday to all irritations. Today I will live happy life, peaceful life. I will enjoy my life because it's holiday. So we have to think effect of past. Whatever has been happened to you, personally think to me, in many past years, remove that burden. Make yourself light. Very good dharana for everyone in this world. The thing to whom we cannot change, we must accept that. The thing, the sanskaras, the defects, which we can change. We must change. But here are many things which are not in our control. We don't have any right on them. Do accept them and be light. In past of your life, whatever you had been experienced, now change that. It was for the good of my life, of my future. Every negative thing of past can lead you to the positive thing in future. Every unsuccess in the past can lead you to the success in future. Every failure in the past can lead you to become past with honor in the future. Do you accept it? So make your mind so open, so broad. Don't live in the past. Many are living in the past, with the impression of the past, with the heaviness of the past. They don't forget the past. Many double foreigners used to say, they enjoy that past, bad past. They remember again and again, they enjoy that sorrow. But we have not to enjoy the sorrow. We have to enjoy our bright days. So don't remember them, forget them. This way, our nature will become easy. We will become soft, free from irritation, free from unnecessary fear. One thing, happiness, which is our right. We have become God's children. Today Baba Vaji speaking in Murli, you are most fortunate. As you have become God's children, you are claiming is such great inheritance, kingdom of heaven, for years and years. So, I would say you should find out at least 12 thoughts of happiness for your life. You yourself have to note down, this thought will give happiness to me. This thought will give happiness to me. Write down more than 12 thoughts and for some days keep them reading. Give this time to yourself. Second thing, a person whose mind is full with love and good wishes for all souls can become a good yogi. Just give a drashti to your inner world. Inner world, not inner powers, inner world, check. What kind of inner world I had built in my life? I have built. Now, what kind of inner world is here within me? Check that. Is my inner world full of revengeful feelings? Is that full of anger for anyone? Is that full of bad wishes? Is that full of any negativity? Cleanse it. Make it very clear and clean. Remove it. A yogi must forgive everyone. Everyone. So nature of forgiving is the nature of a yogi. This way, make your mind full with good wishes and love for each and everyone. Is it possible? Possible? Love, love. Love is a great thing. It has been mentioned. Many ancient scholars, prophets, thinkers had mentioned a person who has love and happiness in his life can achieve everything. Happiness and love. These both dharana are very, very good for good health also. Our negative attitudes, our bad feelings towards others creates negative energy within our body too. We can't remain ever healthy if our mind is not full with love and happiness. So, love for all souls, Brahmins or non-Brahmins. For Brahmins, I would say one thing. When you see Brahmin souls, just have a thought in your mind. They are the great souls of deity religion. If you live in your family and you have 4, 5, 6 members with you, have this feeling in your mind, this attitude in your mind, these all souls belong to deity religion. They are great souls of deity religion. And you will experience good vibrations in your home. Third thing for becoming a yogi is to create elevated thoughts in the mind. Very, very important thing for all Brahmins. Baba is giving us complete knowledge. Such knowledge which was not written in our holy books, which was not mentioned by ancient philosophers or scholars. Very clear knowledge. Baba has given us the knowledge of our 5 forms. Entire cycle, our part in entire cycle, we are great. So our thoughts must be most elevated, very great thought. If our thoughts are great, our great thoughts will make us great souls. Elevated thoughts will lead us to greatness. And method is, we must also know what is the method, how to create elevated thoughts. For this, we need only 2 things, practice of self-respect and solitude. Everyone must spare some time in one's busy routine and just enjoy solitude with elevated thoughts. A person cannot enjoy solitude without elevated thoughts. This is connection between both. So, be alone. Solitude doesn't mean that you are in your room and you are alone. You are in your home and you are alone there. But when you are in the company of nature, and if you can find water and green trees, and you go there, and then you find yourself alone and talk to Baba, practice self-respect, automatically you will enjoy most elevated thoughts, specifically water and trees. They influence our mind a lot. If you sit near ocean, and if there are trees, and you practice powerful yoga, it will become most powerful. This way, another thing very important, one very deep dharana, it is very important for spirituality. It's very important for our yoga, for our tapasya. And that is feeling of distaste. I can say, vibrations of distaste are no more here in our yajna now. But personally, we can create the feeling of distaste in our mind. And for this, just one thought. Baba speaks that thought always in the Murli. Drama is about to over. Your part is going to an end. Now, you have to go back to home. I add one thing with this. I have to go back to my home. This is true, we know. But see everything you have in your life and give a feeling that I have to renounce these all things. I have to leave these all things behind and I have to go back to home. This taste, this dharana, doesn't make one's life dry, but it can make our life full with spiritual enjoyment. And how to practice it? We cannot leave everything. We cannot renounce everything. We need many things in our life. If you live in your family, you have to store many things in your home for your children, for relatives, for your friends, for your guests. But one practice we all must do every day, once only, see everything you use in your daily routine and have a feeling. These things are just for use. Just for use. I have to leave them and to go back home. This is called, Baba says like this, use the things and get detached. Give love and get detached. Enjoy everything and get detached. This practice, very important. So now, let us do those practice which will make us powerful. So first of all, we will do one practice. All young also have come in the class. So we will feel that Baba's hand is on my head. Baba is giving me drashti and he is giving me the awareness that you are so great. So both practice, feeling of Baba's hand of blessing on my head, and the practice of self-respect. Okay, red light karein bhai, lal light. So let us go to subtle world. Feel that I am above sky. I am in subtle world. Around me, there is white light. Vibrations are full of spiritual enjoyment. Pap Dada is standing at little distance from me, just visualize Bap Dada in front of you. In the forehead of Shiv Brahma Baba, Almighty Shiv Baba is visible there. We can see him very clearly. His colorful rays are spreading out. He is giving drashti to me. Now Baba came to me and he put his hand of blessing on my head. Feel his hand on head. From his hand, powerful vibrations are entering me. And now Baba spoke, "O great child, you are a great soul in this world. You are not an ordinary human being. You are great. I have chosen you out of millions. You are great. I have given you all of my powers. Therefore, you are Master Almighty. You are not weak. most powerful soul in this world. Oh child, you are the destroyer of obstacles. I have given you this blessing. Your drashti, your thoughts, your words will destroy the obstacles of this entire world. O soul, you are a victorious jewel. Even devotees get free from problems by remembering you. You are such a bead of this rosary. You are world benefactor. You are the master of this entire nature. This nature always waits for your pure vibrations, just as a thirsty person waits for the water. You are so great. You are the beauty of this world. You are master seed. You are in the foundation. You are the roots of this sculpt tree. You are great. You are the ancestor souls. You have to sustain the souls of all religions with your pure vibrations. You are Bab Saman. Oh my sweet child, you are very great. My hand of blessing is always on your head. I am always ready to help with you, with my thousands of arms. Om Shanti. This practice, what will it do? Will give us the awareness of our inner powers, will awaken our inner power. We all have been blessed with the powers by Almighty. We must accept we all are full with all powers. We are powerful souls. But our powers remain sleeping all the time if we don't awake them. And this practice of self-respect, specifically, practice of Master Almighty, will enable us to become most powerful soul. Just I will tell in brief, in one line, if we are in the awareness that we are great souls, so our greatness will come up, will emerge in our life. If we practice, if we accept that we are the victorious jewels, we must know Baba has given us power to get victory over Maya. We will experience victory over Maya. If you don't find easy in your life to conquer any type of Maya, keeping that Maya in your mind, for example, anger. Suppose you have tried your best so far, but you are not victorious. You could not become free from anger. Just one example. Remind yourself, I am a victorious jewel. Baba has given me power to get victory over this anger. Victory will come to me. Definitely I will get victory over this anger. And have a thought, my mind has become peaceful. My mind has become peaceful. And you will experience that the force of anger is going down. If you practice, I am Master Almighty, the most powerful point for our life, you will become free from all kinds of fears, very important for our life. Everyone in this world will have lot of fear in near future. When we will have to face the different serious scene of destruction, fear will enter our mind. But if we create a powerful aura around us with the practice that we are Master Almighty, this fear will go back. It will not affect us. So specifically, give attention to Master Almighty. Two, three things I remind always about this self-respect which Baba has mentioned always in Murlis. Listen carefully. This is the solution of all problems of everyone's life. The child who remain in the intoxication of Master Almighty, any problem and obstacle cannot come to such soul. So we can destroy all obstacles of our life just with this one practice, I am Master Almighty. I have mentioned many times, I had listened many years before in Avyakt Murli or in some message, what problems are. Baba defined like this, problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. And when I heard that with the practice of Master Almighty, you can destroy all of your problems, it was very clear to me. And I teach it to many Brahmins now, those who call me that they have this problem. I teach them, practice it. Just one very good experience of one sister of last week, I want to share that. One sister who is Laukik teacher, she gave me call and told that she has one big problem, that from last 18 months, she did not get salary. No salary, but she is working from last 18 months. So she is in problem now, what to do? I just suggested her that for seven days, do this practice, I am Master Almighty. 108 times a day. This is a big number. And just think, success is my birthright. I will get success in this. This problem will end. She did only for 3 days, and fourth days, just now, fourth days, gave me phone that government has given her 9 months salary. Automatically, she did not apply. She did do nothing. But she got the salary of 9 months, just within 3 days. I was thinking, it's the magic of Baba, or magic of Master Almighty. We can't understand it. Baba also does many things with us. But this thought, I am Master Almighty, has got wonderful effect with it. We can solve all of our problems with this. So this way. Now, second important thing, which we all have to practice every day. I would ask you to do this practice 5 times a day. And that practice, simple practice is, invoke Bap Dada. Talk to Baba. Give invitation to Shiv Baba. Oh great Shiv Baba, almighty, oh son of love, please come down to me. I am remembering you. I am your sweet child. I am alone here. You are alone there. Why don't you come down? And then visualize, feel it. Shiv Baba is coming down. Just keep visualizing. Almighty is coming down slowly and slowly. Came in subtle world. Entered Brahma Baba's body. Now both are coming down. The powerful angel is coming down. Came in front of me. Came in my home. And from Bap Dada, from every part of his body, powerful rays are spreading in my home. Feel it. 5 times a day. In the morning once, when you go to your job once, in the middle of your job once, when you come back home, and at night once. This way, 5 times a day, or any time, when you are in problem, when you face any problem, when you can't decide what to do, when someone is aggressive to you, when someone is very violent to you, invoke Bap Dada down. Baba, come down soon, I'm alone. Just in a second, do this and feel Bap Dada is here. And you will get wonderful experience of it. Others' mind will become silent. They will become cooperative and sweet to you. Your problems may end. Many experience I got. Many yogi souls got wonderful experience. So let us do this feeling for 2 minutes now. Just visualize Shiva Baba in soul world. Give a loveful invitation to him. O great Baba, Almighty One, O Son of Love, please leave your Paramdham and come down to me. I am your sweet child. Now visualize. Almighty started to come down. Shiva Baba is coming down slowly and slowly. He came in subtle world, entered Brahma Baba's body. Now both are coming down. Came to me or came in my home. You can see, you can visualize from here that he came down in your home. His vibrations are spreading in the entire home. He put his hand on my head and said, "Oh child, I am here with you. I am always with you. You are not alone. My all powers are with you." Om Shanti. Very good experience you will have nowadays in this entire world. Negative energy is everywhere. Effect of bodiless souls is increasing day by day. But if you invoke Bap Dada this way, any negative energy will not influence you, but your powerful vibrations will destroy entire negative energy. Two powerful practices of volcanic yoga. One is, Almighty is over my head, the canopy of protection. Baba always speaks it. Baba is here. We need not to go to Paramdham. But Baba came down to us and he is here. We have to visualize him. Almighty is here. And second practice, Baba, one word we use for Baba, he is son of knowledge. Gyan Surye, son of knowledge. He is here in front of my eyes. And his colorful rays are coming to me. Very powerful concentration, this way we can enjoy. So these two powerful practice we can experience, I would say now, in the morning hours. When you get up, when you open your eyes, normally we wake up, but we don't wake up. Our consciousness keeps sleeping. But we have to awake our inner feelings, our consciousness. I use the word, charge yourself every day for 10 minutes in morning time. Morning time. When we get up, our subconscious mind is active for first 10 minutes. We can make use of this for first 10 minutes. Then our conscious mind, it start working fully, subconscious mind gets sleep. So at that time, create powerful thoughts. I give you example. You woke up, say good morning to Baba, and then enjoy thoughts. I am most powerful soul in the world. I am most fortunate soul in the world. I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright. I am most happy person in this world. My life has become free from all problems. My life is free from all kinds of tension. My mind has become cool. My mind has become peaceful. This way, charge yourself with elevated thoughts. It will open your brain to those who feel sleepy in morning time. They will get alert. So you can use this technique every day in your life when you are there in your country and you wake up, your first thought must be very powerful. First thought is very important. Our first thought will create everything for our whole day. Because in our first thought, there is lot of energy. If you create this thought, I am most powerful, I am fearless, I am successful soul, I am free from this, from this, from this, you will become the same. Your first thought will lead you to same destination, to same luck, fortunate. Our first thought create our fortune. Always keep it in your mind. So make your first thought very powerful. And 10 minutes, this 10 minutes time is God's blessing for us. Make use of it. So let us enjoy now for 5 minutes powerful practice of yoga. Almighty is here, Son of Knowledge is here, and Baba's hand on my head. So with full concentration, I will give you little commentary, red light. I am Master Almighty. Full with all godly powers. From each part of my body, in all directions, red rays of might are spreading out. I am might house. Almighty came down over my head, became canopy of protection. Visualize Almighty Baba overhead. His vibrations of might are entering me, making me most powerful. Son of Knowledge Sivabha, is in front of my eyes. His colorful rays of might are coming to me on my face, entering within the soul.